Week six, everybody. Welcome.
Whoa.
Yeah, bringing the energy.
All right.
Welcome into the Fantasy Phenoms podcast. Justin Herforth here with Andrew Cook. It is Wednesday, October 9th, 2019.
Thanks for getting the month right this
time. If you guys didn't notice in the last podcast, we cut out the date because genius right here, myself, said the month was September. So we had to do some fine editing work to fix my mistake there, or else we're going to have to record the entire podcast all over, and that's a lot of work. So, yeah, we just cut it out.
Yeah, and we figured it out.
You know, we're just two geniuses here.
Don't worry about going back trying to catch the air. Just let it slide. Nothing ever happened, okay? So, on today's show, we're doing a new segment. Last week, we brought you the fantasy stock market. This week, we're doing a segment called Stop or Swap. What is Stop or Swap going to be about, Justin?
So we're going to present a few trade scenarios, and we're going to name the players being given up in each trade, and we're going to say stop the trade, or if you're going to swap the players.
Yeah, so Justin, we'll start out with Justin. He'll provide me with an offer. He'll say, these two players for this player. And if I would take that deal, I'm the player receiving the four players. If I take that deal, I'll say swap. If I would not take that deal, I'll say stop.
Yeah, and also in today's program, we're going to have our week six starts and sits, as well as the matchup breakdowns. And before we get started with Stop or Swap, make sure you follow us on Twitter at the FF Phenoms. You can find myself at Justin Herforth, and you can find Andrew at PhenomAC. Make sure you subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to podcasts. We are likely on there for you.
Yep.
So without further ado, let's start out with some stop or swap.
All right, let's do it. So what do you got for me here?
All right, so my first trade scenario, I know one of the biggest buy low targets right now is Mike Evans,
okay,
wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Put up a big zero.
Big ol' goose egg.
Big zero donut.
Hey, yo.
I had donuts last weekend from Duck Donuts. Have you ever been to Duck Donuts?
I have, and they're phenomenal.
Oh, it was so good. But we went there, okay, and they're advertised that they have apple pie donuts for fall.
Interesting.
We went in there, we're like, oh, okay, gonna get some apple pie donuts. Hi, can I get a apple pie donut? Sorry, we're actually out of apple pie filling. What?
Oh, that's
your main limited edition donut is an apple pie donut, and you don't have the filling.
I really hope you complained.
And we were just, I was like, okay, fine. Then give me the bacon covered donut.
You
settled. So that's what I got.
You settled. I think that's a pretty solid.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh,
anyway, besides bacon covered donuts, what's your offer here?
I don't know how we got from Mike Evans to bacon covered donuts, but it's fine. All right, here we go. All right, so first trade scenario: Mike Evans, for one side, being traded for Devonta Freeman and Alshon Jeffrey. Would you stop or swap that trade?
Yeah. So in this scenario, I'm getting Mike Evans, right?
Correct.
I'm getting Mike Evans. I will swap. I'll take Mike Evans there.
Really?
Yeah, I'll take Mike Evans there. Look, Alshon Jeffrey is a lower-end wide receiver two rest of season. Most likely, he's so matchup dependent, I feel like. Like, this week, you're not playing Alshon Jeffrey. He's super matchup dependent. And you're getting a guy in Mike Evans who's going to be an every single week start. Obviously, there's going to be some games where it's just Godwin, but he's an every week start. And Devonta Freeman is a middle tier RB2 that clearly is very involved in the passing game. That would be nice to have on your team, but we're talking about Mike Evans here. He's a wide receiver one. I'll take him. All right.
Give me your first scenario. Let's hear it.
So, you are trading away Marlon Mack and Julio Jones.
Oh, boy.
But you are receiving Saquon, a healthy Saquon, and Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, man.
So, Marlon Mack and Julio Jones, but you're receiving Saquon and Odell.
Hang on. Let me pull up the Giants schedule here real quick.
Yeah, this is a tough trade. I tried to make them pretty hard here.
That's a really tough
Some
one.
Some people might be considering this. I mean,
I made yours an easier one.
I'm making them hard.
Oh, man,
This is how this goes, okay?
Okay. My app wants to load. I'm trying to load the Giants schedule here.
First of all,
that's what it comes down to for me.
Let me just say, Marlon Mack rest of season.
He's phenomenal.
Ooh. Buy Marlon Mack now if you can. Buy Marlon Mack now.
See, I made a mistake. I thought I sold him high when I traded him, I think, after week two or three. I think after week two. And
you see his matchups coming up. It is juicy. It's
very, very juicy. If you're able to buy Marlon Mack,
yep,
go ahead and do that ASAP. All right, let's see here. So they get the Patriots this week. Saquon's ruled out. So next week they get Arizona. That's a little bit tougher for running backs.
It's decent. It's fine.
Then he's got two juicy matchups with Detroit and Dallas, and even the Jets after that before the bye. Oh, my goodness.
So what are you going to do
here? And I'm
getting
here? Odell as well.
And now Odell's been struggling. He's been legitimately struggling. His bye is week seven. So and then he plays the Patriots. So you're not going to be able to play him probably. I mean, you'll be able to play him against the Patriots, but you're not going to expect a ton. So Odell's kind of more of an investment.
Oh, my goodness.
I will tell you.
I honestly might. I might stop on this one.
Yeah, I know, think right?
I love the production from Julio. Like, Julio's proven it. He's the wide receiver 7 currently in fantasy. I just like that production a little more than Odell. Like, Odell, you're more or less like banking on his basically the name value there. He's in a new situation.
Yep.
You don't know what he's going to produce here in Cleveland. It hasn't been good so far. He's had one good week out of 5. So.
This just shows you how much things change, because at the start of the season, you'd instantly do that trade.
Yeah.
Odell and Saquon for Marlon Mack and Julio, of course.
I would stop on that one, but yeah, Marlon Mack, he's got a phenomenal schedule. Yep. He's been great so far, basically leading the NFL in carries.
If
so.
You can buy him on his bye right now, try and
That's
do it.
That's great.
I've been trying.
You've been trying?
Not working.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You're probably not giving up enough.
I'm trying. I'm trying my best here.
Good
All
luck,
right.
sir.
So what scenario you got?
All right, so... my next one here, it involves Adam Thielen.
Okay.
So is Adam Thielen straight up for Julian Edelman? Who would you take?
So, okay, so but this is just preference here. Do I have Adam Thielen, or am I I'm trading for Edelman, right? I have Adam Thielen?
Yes.
And I'm trading for Julian Edelman? Yeah, I'm stopping.
Really?
I want Adam Thielen. Mm. Give me Adam Thielen. Look.
Oh, gosh.
Adam Thielen's last game, he popped off.
It was the Giants.
But he still popped
It's the
off.
Giants.
Okay, Adam Thielen is the number one wide receiver there, obviously, over Stephon Diggs. It's not 1A, 1B. It's Adam Thielen at this point. Stephon Diggs is dealing with his problems, emotional problems, whatever Stephon Diggs is dealing with. I don't know if he's got personal problems.
He's got money problems now.
Whatever's
Find over 200K.
Whatever's going on with Stephon Diggs, it's just helping Adam Thielen. Thielen's game before that, he really struggled, but I'm buying in Adam Thielen here. The Vikings offense, it's not as good as the Patriots offense, but I think that Josh Gordon eats into Julian Edelman, and Edelman has some injury concerns. Also, the Patriots spread the ball around a ton. I think Thielen has a higher ceiling than Julian Edelman does. Would you agree with that?
The ceiling, sure, I would agree with that. But I love Edelman's floor. It makes it really tough, honestly.
The floor, yeah, it's there, but I think I go Thielen. I'll take Thielen. So I'm going to stop on that trade. So far, three stops. You want to move into this last trade here?
Let's do it.
All right. So I'm giving you
mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson
okay.
and Ezekiel Elliott.
Mm-hmm. I like it so far.
For Derrick Henry and Kenny Golladay.
Oh.
Lamar Jackson and Zeke for Derrick Henry and Kenny Golladay.
Okay, so who am I getting?
You are receiving Derrick Henry and Kenny Golladay.
Okay, so give me who's my quarterback in that situation?
If
I'm trading away Lamar Jackson, who's my quarterback?
Ideally, then you're going to have probably a backup quarterback. Let's say you have a guy like Phillip Rivers on your bench. You have a guy like Phillip Rivers, a mid-tier quarterback.
So Lamar and Zeke.
Lamar and Zeke, and you're receiving Derrick Henry and Kenny Golladay. Will you take that trade by swapping, or are you going to stop it and keep Jackson and Zeke?
Who are my wide receivers then?
Just the
roster construction is really important with this one.
That's very true. Assume Kenny Golladay is your... He's your wide receiver one at this point.
So if I trade...
Let's say you have Kenny Golladay and probably someone like... pair him up maybe with like Allen Robinson.
So before I'm doing this trade, Allen Robinson is my
Yeah, he would
one.
Be your one if you trade away Golladay. And then you might have a third wide receiver, someone like Josh Gordon or something.
It hurts trading away Zeke there, but I think I might do that.
Yeah, swap.
I think I would swap there.
I agree.
Yeah, just to kind of build up your roster there. Like, I know Zeke's great and all, but like you need some wide receiver depth. If Allen Robinson's your wide receiver one, you got some issues.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is maybe you're stacked a quarterback. You got Lamar, Zeke. You need a wide receiver. You're downgrading at running back, upgrading a wide receiver. So, all right. So that was our stop or swap segment.
There you go. You're doing great.
Yeah, it's kind of like alliteration. I didn't want to mess it up. Stop or swap. Oh, wait, three S's. Stop or swap segment.
Triple S.
Triple S.
That's Steve Smith Sr.
Steve Smith Sr.
Oh.
Was Steve Smith the one on the Giants? Was he also a senior?
No.
Oh.
No.
He was just a lot worse.
He's just a lot worse. He's like the generic brand.
Hey, he was a rookie in 2007. I'm pretty sure if you want to know.
That's great to know.
Just in case you're wondering.
And he was out of the league within like 5 years. He was great, and then he was gone.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's move into matchups now.
Sure.
What do you think? All right.
Let's do it.
So let's jump into the Thursday night matchup first. We have the New Jersey Giants. That's what I'm calling them now.
No, sir.
Where do they play?
They play in East Rutherford.
But is it in New Jersey?
That is disclosed.
So the New Jersey Giants against the New England Patriots. Oh, Giants fans, just don't watch the game.
I'm going to list some nice inactives for you here.
Okay.
All right. Tell me how good this squad would be. This inactive squad is great. So Saquon Barkley.
Pretty good.
Sterling Shepard.
Yeah.
And okay. Evan Engram.
Wow. That's
a pretty nice squad there.
You know what? I might argue those are their best three players.
I think you're right.
This might be their best. They're really right
that sideline is stacked this week.
Yeah, really. So the Giants side, you're not starting anyone.
If you're desperate, you could start Hilleman at running back. If you're absolutely desperate, I know the bye week is striking, as we have the Bills, Bears, Colts, and Raiders on bye. So if you're say your running backs are Josh Jacobs and Marlon Mack, and you need someone to throw in there. Rowan Hilleman.
Only deeper flex for me. Yeah. I don't even want to flex him. Yeah, deeper.
I feel horrible about it.
Yeah.
But if you need a body in there, he's a starting running back. So, that's where I'm at this point.
You can try. That's it from the Giants. Only consider him Golden Tate? No. Not against the Patriots? Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm not interested either. Patriots side. You're starting Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman?
Absolutely.
And asking for a friend.
Uh-huh.
Josh Gordon or Devonta Freeman this week?
Oh, gosh.
I'm really struggling with this decision. Gordon actually missed practice yesterday. I believe he was a limited participant yesterday, but assuming Gordon's healthy.
I was hearing a rumor that it might be raining tomorrow night at that game.
Is that true?
I need to confirm
even this. If it is raining, though, I might start Gordon.
Gordon's safe there. The Giants' defense is just, let's be honest, horrible.
Yeah.
We just saw Thielen torch them, and I don't see any reason why Gordon couldn't get a big touchdown in this one.
The only problem is if it rains, you think Edelman's going to probably get
it's
the production.
It's saying 54 degrees in rain.
Wow.
So it might be more in favor of the run tomorrow.
Yeah, it's about Sony Michel.
Stay tuned. Make sure you stay tuned with the weather forecast for tomorrow night's game. If it is raining, I love Sony Michel even more than in that case, even James White at that point. A lot of the underneath game, especially now Philip Dorsett's out.
Yep.
So if you have James White, I'm firing him up.
He should be a good play in this game.
I'm stuck in a situation if I'm going to play James White, and I have a couple options there.
I'll help you with that decision a little later.
Okay, cool.
A little later.
Fantastic.
Patriots side, you just heard about Ben Watson.
Ben Watson actually just got released.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You heard about Ben Watson, so you're probably just starting. You're starting White. You're not starting Burkhead. James White, Sony Michel, Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman, and Tom Brady. I think is a fantastic start.
I would agree.
Yeah,
it's Tom Brady against the Giants. So
spoiler,
can't go wrong.
I may be.
Oh, really?
Maybe for a little bit.
Okay.
All right, moving on to the first game on Sunday. Wake up early for this one.
Bonjour.
Yeah, you got to wake up a little early. If you're on the Pacific Coast,
just stay up all night.
Yeah, if you're on the Pacific Coast, you better be up real early. The Panthers are going to Tampa Bay to play. Oh, wait, they're going to London.
Yes, that's why.
Actually, they're actually going to London.
That's why I said bonjour. It's foreign.
True.
It's sophisticated. It's...
Well, how do the people greet each other in London?
Good eye, mate. I think they use that that British accent.
Wait, is that Australian?
That was definitely Australian.
I think it's Australian.
That was 100%. I can't do a British accent. I can do Australian.
Oh, well.
You know, okay. You get what you pay for, and you're not paying a lot in this case. Yeah, exactly. So you're stuck with the Australian
accent. Okay, well, for the Panthers side, Christian McCaffrey dealing with a back problem today. Didn't practice. Keep an eye on that. If you're a McCaffrey owner, I would grab the handcuff personally, just in case, because how much McCaffrey gets used. I'm not starting anyone else but McCaffrey. What do you think? Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen is a great play this week. I actually love Greg Olsen this week.
Okay. I think the Bucs defense has actually improved. I expect this game to be...
But they're not good against the tight end position, so...
I feel like this game's going to be slow. Yeah. We'll see. Olsen, consider Olsen with how the tight ends are. Also, yeah, McCaffrey, you're playing. I'm not playing Curtis Samuel or DJ Moore.
I mean, I don't feel good about either of them.
I don't even consider them flex options.
You probably have a better option this week, but like I would consider Samuel as a flex. I'm kind of waiting to see with DJ Moore right now.
Samuel only put up like 5 point something last week, yeah. Though. And
that was against a good New Orleans Saints defense.
Yeah.
So I'll give him that one. But we'll see.
And then moving on to the Buccaneers side. Also, Panthers defense, good play this week against the Bucs with Jameis Winston. You just never know with him.
I just said the Panthers played the Saints last week.
They played the Jags, didn't they?
They did. They played somebody, but it was not the Saints.
I think they played the Jags, I believe. Maybe not.
Yeah, I just want to fact check myself here. Let me see.
We'll see.
Bucs
side, you're going to start Mike Evans. You're starting Chris Godwin. Jameis Winston, I'm not excited about playing him in this game. Panthers defense has been pretty good.
They played the Jaguars.
They did play the Jaguars, yeah. O.J. Howard, is he waiver wire material at this point?
Done. I'm done with him.
You're done. Hope you were able to cash in while he still had some hype. Because
I did.
Yeah, you were able to.
Woo-woo.
Hopefully you guys... The rest of you guys out there were able to. From the Bucs side, do you want to play Ronald Jones or Peyton Barber?
I do not.
Yeah, I don't either. No thanks. I think that's about it for that game. I think the Bucs defense could actually be fine stream too. I think both defenses in this game could be perfectly fine. Over to the first 1 o'clock game, the Washington Redskins. The Dolphins.
Oh, it's a juicy one, folks.
Two of, I would say, the top Super Bowl contenders this year.
You know, they're going for the Tua Bowl.
Yeah.
It's the Tua Bowl this weekend. I think, I don't know. I don't know who's going to win. Someone's got to win, right?
I definitely know who's going to win this game.
You might see the first 0-0 tie.
I think the Dolphins are going to go hard. I think the Dolphins are going to have a pretty good week this week. That's my guess.
Oh, man.
I think Kenyon Drake's going to have a good week.
Oh, jeez.
Just get ready.
I'll get ready. I'm actually receiving him in a trade, so...
Well, the trade is not finalized.
Well, it's going to be.
Why isn't it finalized?
Yeah, because there are some little hiccups with waiver wire pickups.
Oh, okay.
So
hiccups with waiver wire pickups.
Yep.
Pickups.
Yep, here we go. So there's a little pickup.
We want to explain your trade?
Yeah, sure. So I just did a trade with one of my league mates, Jordan. Jordan listens to the podcast. Shout out to Jordan. So I did a trade with Jordan, and I was trading away Tevin Coleman, Deontay Johnson, and Gerald Everett because he needs a tight end this week with Evan Ingram going down, and I'm receiving T.Y. Hilton. Now the Packers defense, they're on waivers, so that's the little hiccup with the trade. And so T.Y. Hilton, Packers defense, and Kenyon Drake.
And I mean, this is a really fair trade, right? Because you know Tevin Coleman's, he's the number one back in the backfield. You know Matt Breida's there too. It's kind of 1A, 1B, but running backs are extremely valuable. So while T.Y. Hilton might have the higher ceiling in terms of...
He's got so much depth at receiver.
Yeah,
so he's able to trade. He's getting a great player.
And Coleman easily has RB2 potential.
For sure.
Okay, so back to this Redskins-Dolphins game. Redskins side. You heard the talk about Adrian Peterson. They want to rush more. Are you playing him in this game?
I am playing him.
At flex level?
I would flex him this week.
Okay.
He's got that upside to be a mid-tier RB2, I think, especially if he falls into the end zone. The Dolphins are horrible against the running back position, just gashing holes every single week.
I think they're horrible against every position.
They are. I'm just highlighting that one specifically. Yeah. I'm gonna highlight that one specifically, make them seem a little better.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So, yeah, so they're horrible against running backs.
Yeah.
So, I feel pretty safe with AP.
Chris Thompson, flex.
He's definitely a flex as well this week.
Agreed.
Most weeks I'm benching these Redskins, but I'm firing them up for now.
Yep. Last week we said to bench all of them, and yeah.
And if you have Terry McLaurin, I'd fire him up as well.
I think he'd be fine.
Case Keenan is back under center this week. It was just announced by the Redskins, so I feel all right with Terry McLaurin.
Dolphin side, usually we don't want to start any.
It's usually like a laughing emoji.
It is, but I think you could be okay with what is his name? Their main last year, Patrick.
You called him Patrice. You called him Patrice Williams.
Patrice Williams. I think you could be okay with starting Patrice,
but his friends call him Preston.
yeah.
His mom calls him Patrice.
Well, but I think you could start Patrice in this game. I think he'd be an okay deeper flex option for you. At least stash him on your bench. He is the number one target there at this point. Kenyon Drake, I think he's an okay deeper flex option as well. Again, you don't really want to start a Dolphin, but against the Redskins, this is a bad team.
It's a battle of who wants Tua the most.
Yeah, exactly. Then moving over, let's go to the Eagles-Vikings game. This should be a great game.
Oh, I'm actually looking forward to this one, even though we are biased with Eagles fans.
Yep.
But just on paper, it's just a great matchup.
It really is.
Rematch of the 2017 NFC Championship.
Now, I did say the Eagles would lose in Lambeau against the Packers.
Yep, I was right on that one.
They won.
What's your feel for this one?
They're losing against the Vikings. Are you predicting a win?
I am.
Okay, you heard it here.
I actually am.
You're predicting a win. I think they're losing this game.
Give me a score here. What do you think the score is
going to be? I'm going to go 30-24 Vikings.
I'm going Eagles 30, Vikings 27.
Okay, so we're pretty similar.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be a higher scoring game. The Vikings defense is tough, but Eagles, they've been playing really well offensively, safe and secure offense. Not a lot of turnovers. Carson Wentz, through five games, has only 2 interceptions, 2 turnovers total. He had some fumbling issues the last couple years. He's definitely cleaned that up a lot. So I think it's pretty good matchup overall. I think it's going to be a pretty high-scoring game.
Agreed. Eagles side, like I mentioned earlier, are you playing Alshon Jeffery in this game?
As a flex option.
Yes, flex, I agree.
Not as a wide receiver, too. Like, most weeks, he's a safer wide receiver, too, but I'd flex him this week. Like I said, it is a tougher matchup. I might see the tight ends get a little more involved this week. I might see a little more Dallas Goedert. But Carson Wentz firing him up, Jordan Howard firing him up. Doug Peterson just came out and said Jordan Howard will be getting more carries moving forward, so that kind of downgrades Miles Sanders as well. I would sit Sanders as a result of that.
Yeah, I would not play Sanders.
Jordan Howard, it is a tougher matchup. He's a lower-end RB2 just because of volume. He could get a touchdown in the red zone where he's capitalized there the last 2 or 3 weeks, so he's fine there. He's pretty safe. I'm staying with Nelson Aguilar. Obviously, you're firing up Zach Ertz. Dallas Goedert, if you're desperate at tight end, but you likely have a better option.
Probably.
To be safe there.
Yeah, and for the Vikings side, Dalvin Cook, obviously you're playing.
This is probably Dalvin Cook's toughest matchup the rest of the season.
Yeah, it is.
He's got a pretty clean schedule the rest of the
season. He'll probably still get like a touchdown off of them just driving down the field and, you know, getting at least one touchdown. He could have two. You know, Dalvin Cook will still have a fine fantasy week. You're playing Adam Thielen. If you want to take the shot on Diggs, you can. I think he's an okay flex play. I think he's okay. Would you rather play Diggs or Alshon?
Diggs.
Yeah, so, okay. I think I agree with you there. I think I'd rather play Diggs as well.
I think it's more of a Diggs week than an Alshon.
He could have a breakout game.
I think Diggs is going to have a good game.
He could have a breakout game here.
I think they're going to slow down Thielen. I think Diggs is going to take him over the top.
It's possible. It's really possible. And then I guess that's it from the offensive side.
Are you starting either defense?
I don't think so.
I'm staying away from both.
I'd consider the Vikings, you know, maybe deeper option, but
I don't think there's enough turnover opportunity from the Eagles.
Yeah, no, the Eagles are a fairly safe team. Moving to the Texans at the Chiefs, also a great game. The Texans side, Carlos Hyde, Duke Johnson are splitting the backfield still.
Duke Johnson's actually looked pretty good the last couple games. He's getting limited opportunities, which kind of hurts his fantasy value, but just the eyeball test, he's looked really good the
last few weeks. Are you playing either? Against the Chiefs.
Most likely not.
I'm worried that this is just going to be passing, just a ton of passing. Deshaun Watson, fire him up, as always.
I think Mahomes is going to have a bounce-back game. He did take a nice little hit there to his ankle, but a nice 300-pound man fell on his ankle.
Yeah.
Not the easiest thing to come back from there. He was limping around a little bit, almost just giving that man a crutch. He'll be fine out there. He's basically Scott Sterling out there.
Scott Sterling.
He takes a beating, still comes and delivers in the big moments.
Yeah, the Chiefs offense, Damian Williams, I think this is his game to show that he's back and he controls the backfield. You saw the snaps. It was clearly Damian Williams. He's the lead back there over LeSean McCoy. On the Texan side, though, do you think this could be? Is this Hopkins' true wide receiver one game?
I think it is.
Please tell me it is.
I think he's back. He's probably feeling a little jealous after Fuller's huge week. I think he put up like 55 fantasy points last week. So I think it's a Hopkins week this week.
I hope so. As a Hopkins owner, I hope so.
Circling back to the Chiefs, though, Sammy Watkins, most likely, I think he'll be inactive with that hamstring injury. It is only Wednesday, so it is still a little early to see if he will be inactive, but if he is inactive, what do you think of Byron Pringle?
Byron Pringle could be fine. The only problem is that offense, you're really just taking a shot. We saw that with Mecole Hardman at times. Like, you're taking a shot between Hardman, Robinson, and Pringle, three wide receivers. It should be a high-scoring game, but when I'm looking at, let's say, Pringle versus Diggs, I'm playing Diggs.
Oh, for sure.
I'm looking at Pringle versus Alshon, I'm playing Alshon. I feel like I'd much prefer a lot of other options that you probably have on your bench to Pringle. That's the problem.
All right, as a flex, would you go
deep? I think a deeper flex is great.
Would you go Kenyon Drake or Pringle this week?
I'll take Kenyon Drake. I think it's a great matchup for him. I think he could have a really good game. He could get like 20 points this game. I'm just saying. I think he could get like 20 points.
You're making this tough.
This is against the Redskins.
I know, I think he could. But it's the Miami Dolphins.
He could.
I heard the Dolphins just were transferred into the ACC, so they might do a little better.
yeah, they're going to play some college football now, so
it's fine.
I think that, I'm not really taking the shot on Pringle. I don't know. You can if you want. Again, Texans, last thing on the Texans here, Will Fuller, I feel like you have to play him in this matchup.
You have to, but I think
as a wide receiver, too.
I think you might see more of like a regression to the mean at this
point. Yeah, I'd say so. You probably will.
You're not going to see another 55 points from Will Fuller. But he should still have an okay day.
Yeah. I think him and Hopkins ideally should split the day. Maybe they'll each get a touchdown. And then on the Chiefs side, you're playing all their options. Are you playing LeSean McCoy?
I would, if you have Williams, flex. Play Williams over McCoy. But McCoy is a decent flex option.
Decent flex option. DeMarcus Robinson, you're probably playing. Is Tyreek Hill playing in this
There's
game?
There's been no word so far if he's playing. Obviously, if he is playing, I'm putting
instantly
him in my lineup.
Instantly play him as a wide receiver one.
Not even thinking about it at that point. I think they desperately miss him at this point. They were able to like patch the Band-Aid on there after the first like four games. It kind of came a little unraveled last week against Indy. I think they miss him. I think if it's not this week, I think it'll be next week.
Yeah. And Travis Kelce, play him. Moving over to the Saints and Jaguars. This is in Jacksonville. The Saints side, Teddy Bridgewater popped off last week. Alvin Kamara, you're playing. Do you consider streaming Bridgewater after his explosion last week against the Jags?
That comes down to the health of Jalen Ramsey, the quote-unquote health of Jalen Ramsey. He's back at practice today after his quote-unquote back issue. He saw a back specialist yesterday, or 2 days ago, and he's back at practice, so if he's active, I'm a little more hesitant with
How's
Teddy.
How's he even getting hurt? What is he? Because has he even been practicing at all?
No.
So how is he getting hurt? If he's not playing and he's been sitting out and he's not practicing,
he might have pulled his back and then like in the delivery room when his girlfriend gave birth to their baby.
What if they dropped the baby and Jalen had to jump and dive and somehow
Nelson Agholor wasn't in that delivery room.
Oh no!
He's dropping babies on like Agholor.
But also for the Saints here, Michael Thomas proved he's still valuable with Bridgewater. You're not taking the shot on Ted Ginn here, right?
No.
So just play Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara. Jared Cook, do you consider streaming him?
Especially with, like, Darren Waller on bye.
Yeah, Eric, I think you could do worse than him.
Yeah, he's an okay option this week, especially if you do have Waller, you need to replace him with somebody. You might find him on your waiver wire. I'd scoop him up.
Jaguars side. Now, the Jaguars are a team I was not a big fan of, okay? But I'm slowly coming around to realizing DJ Chark's actually solid.
Thank you.
He's solid at this point.
I think he's a solid top 15 receiver rest of season.
It's crazy to me, man. He,
like, the thing with fantasy football, like, you look stupid with a player until it's not stupid. It's just really hit or miss with that. Like, you see a name, like you just go on the name value, like Stephon Diggs from last year. You hear Stephon Diggs name, like, wow, like, he's a great player.
Right.
And like, they hear DJ Chark, it's like, who's this scrub? Like,
yeah. I mean, he was drafted pretty well.
Second round
pick. I know he was, like, super fast.
He's, like, 6'3". He's got, like, a 4.3 40.
Yeah.
He's
I think he went to LSU. I believe he was from LSU.
I don't know where he went to college.
I believe it was at LSU. But, yeah, I think Chark, obviously, you're starting Chark at this point. Every week start until proven otherwise.
Yeah.
And then you're playing Leonard Fournette. And Minshew, I think, is a good stream.
Yeah.
He's a good play.
Minshew, he's the real deal.
We saw in our league, personally, the top waiver priority was used to pick
was
up
it?
Minshew.
I called it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was used to pick up Minshew.
Good work,
so
Ryan.
Our league thinks that it'll be good,
that
too.
That is such a Ryan pickup.
Gardner really Minshew. Is.
Oh, gosh.
And then that's about it for the Jags. Didi, do you consider him as a flex?
Oof.
He's been doing a little better.
He has, not against the Saints defense. I'm going to just keep stashing him at this point. Obviously, he's not worth a drop at this point. He's worth a roster spot. I would just personally sit him this week.
Okay. Moving over to the Seahawks in Cleveland against the Browns. I think this will be a pretty good game. I think the Browns have to get back on track here, right? They got to get back on track.
You know, they got to at some point. Like,
they're stacked.
They really are.
They're stacked. They have Nick Chubb,
Odell,
Jarvis
Landry. You know, on paper,
they
were listed as Super Bowl favorites.
Like,
believe it or not.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think Baker will get back on track.
Welcome to week six.
I think everyone dropped Baker, but I think he's actually going to produce good fantasy numbers this week.
Did you drop Baker?
Yeah.
I
dropped Baker. Well, because I have Matt Ryan.
You're being a hypocrite.
I got Matt Ryan. I'm not keeping Baker.
Oh, my goodness.
But for the Browns, I would consider starting Baker. It sounds weird. You shouldn't start Baker based on his performance. But if you're considering Baker versus some other options, I'm okay with playing him.
Do you know what I realized? Gardner Minshew is everything Baker Mayfield wanted to be. He's got the swagger. Minshew does his stretches in a jockstrap only. It's horrifying to think about. But, yeah, he's got the swagger.
Can he dance like Baker, though?
You know, I don't know. I think we need to... He's...
And can he swing a flag
but
like Baker?
Did Baker Mayfield do a skit for ESPN with Uncle Rico himself from Napoleon Dynamite?
I haven't seen one, so I doubt it.
The only thing Baker Mayfield has going for him are his hilarious commercials where he's cutting the lawn at First Energy Stadium.
Maybe that's why he's not doing good this year. He's
too
busy
cutting the lawn. Like, they literally have a groundskeeper guy. Come on.
But Jarvis Landry, are you considering playing him at all?
I would play Jarvis, low-end wide receiver too. He's seen the target share. Obviously, last week didn't look good.
If Odell does not get back on track, are you severely worried about him at this point?
At this point, yeah, I would severely downgrade him if he does not have at least a decent week this week.
And the problem is if Odell does bad, it's going to be hard to trade him because next week he's on a bye.
Yep.
Then he plays against the Patriots.
He's got a tough schedule coming up.
Yeah, so it's going to be tough. Nick Chubb, you're playing every week, RB1.
Not a doubt.
And then the Seahawks side, Russell Wilson, start him.
Yes.
Chris Carson proved clearly he's still the number one back. Play Chris Carson. Tyler Lockett, you're playing in this game. Are you taking a shot on DK Metcalf?
I think I would. You still have Greedy Williams and Denzel Ward dealing with injuries. I think Lockett...
Flex or low-end wide receiver too?
Flex for DK. He might still be on your waiver wire at this point in time if he's available. You need a wide receiver play. I would scoop him up and play him. That Brown secondary is still decimated with injury. Still waiting for the injury report for this week, but obviously from Monday night, Denzel Ward and Greedy Williams were both still inactive, so it's a short week for Cleveland, so I wouldn't expect anything to change there. As like no news has really come out about them, so
yep.
Yeah, they're gashed in the secondary. I would for sure roll out Metcalf.
And Will Dissly, you're playing with the tight end landscape every week.
Absolutely.
I checked last week. He's out on 89% of snaps, so he's clearly the go-to tight end. Luke Wilson was out on like 50% of snaps, but
I think those more or less I'm just running two tight ends.
He'll take away a couple catches every week. Luke Wilson will get a couple.
That's okay.
Yeah. Then the Bengals and Ravens divisional matchup. This could be a closer game than people think. I think the Ravens are gonna pull away though. Bengals side, you're not playing Andy Dalton in Baltimore. Tyler Boyd, I think, is an okay play like every other week.
Yeah, no, I would actually play him this week.
Yeah, he's pretty safe every week.
That Baltimore secondary is nothing really special. Like, Marlon Humphrey's there. That's about it, really. And that secondary, I think Boyd's a fine play.
Their defense hasn't lived up to the hype.
No. But, they're basically just resting on, like, the name, the Baltimore Ravens.
Yep.
And when you hear Ravens, you think, wow, it's a really tough defense. It's really not this season. They've been pretty vulnerable.
And also Joe Mixon, I think he's a good play.
I think he's a solid like RB2 this week, for sure.
Yep, RB2. I think he's a high-end RB2.
Yeah.
You drafted him to be an RB1, but it hasn't really paid off this year, so...
That offensive line is just so bad. It's just...
Once you get A.J. Green back, it might help, if A.J. Green ever comes back. And then Tyler Eifert, he was your start of the week last week. Are you...
Oh, he's on the waiver wire.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was a one-week thing. That was a one-week fling, and he's just ditched him.
You just had a fling with Tyler Eifert,
I did.
Huh?
I did.
Mm, well.
Yeah.
He's dealt with a lot of injuries, and it's sad because he was elite at one point.
He can deal with those injuries somewhere else.
That's kind of mean.
It is.
Why are you being so mean to Tyler?
He kind of flopped last week.
Well, yeah.
I blame Andy Dalton. He was open in the end zone. Dalton just completely missed him. So he could have salvaged his day. Thanks, Andy Dalton.
And then for the Ravens side, Mark Ingram, I think, is a great start in this game. Spoiler, Hollywood Brown's a fantastic start in this game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think Hollywood Brown's a great start in this game. And
are we going to hear about him later?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, okay.
And cool. Lamar Jackson also, obviously, every week start. Mark Andrews, you're playing him, assuming he's healthy, good to go, been dealing with a few injury problems. Anything else to mention for you with that game?
I think you covered it all.
Okay, great. Why don't you cover the next game?
Sure. We have the 49ers traveling to L.A. From the 49ers side, Tevin Coleman, Matt Breida, they're both solid flex plays. They're kind of splitting time there. They both have that upside to be lower-end RB2s until one either gets injured or one completely takes over that backfield. They're going to be just like solid flex, low end RB2. That's like their ceiling at that point. They have a safe floor and a lower ceiling, but they're still a really safe play. Jimmy G, maybe he's worth a streaming option this week. He's a lower tier option, but if you're desperate for a quarterback, still dealing with injuries, haven't found that option yet, Jimmy G is an okay play this week. At receiver, I'm not really trusting anybody at this juncture yet. I would still be stashing Deebo Samuel. I think he is the best of that bunch so far. Dante Pettis, he has played a lot of snaps, but I cut ties with him this week. I think you should follow suit with that. Obviously, George Kittle, then, he's an every week play, no doubt in my mind. If you're the 49ers defense, they're an okay play. I would kind of just stash them. I wouldn't drop them at this point. If you're able to roster two defenses, I would do that. As next week they play Washington. So if you have them on your roster, stash them for this week.
Great stash.
And I think that's about it for the 49ers.
Yeah, then for the Rams side, Todd Gurley showed he's back to being the RB1. You're playing all the Rams wide receivers still?
Yeah, I know Brandon Cooks is still in concussion protocol, so I'm kind of waiting to see with him. I'm personally still waiting to see what's going to happen with him. I'm a little hesitant. That San Francisco defense, they've looked really good. That Rams offense has not looked the same. I'm a little worried. I don't know if I'm going to play Cooks this week.
Yeah.
I'm in a current situation where I need like my wide receiver 2 and my flex. So I could either play like Hollywood Brown in place of Cooks, and then I could play James White or Kenyon Drake, or I could still roll out Cooks in hopes that he is active. So it's a tough situation there. If you have him, you might need to play him unless you do have a better option. But most cases,
just monitor the health.
Yeah, I would. If Cooks is inactive, Gerald Everett, his stock goes up even higher. Last 2 weeks, he's been great. If you're able to get him off the waiver wire, desperate at tight end, he's a fine play this week. I would for sure play him.
And then moving over to the Falcons-Cardinals. The Falcons go to Arizona. the Falcons' side. Devonta Freeman, you're probably starting him based on his draft capital. I still think he's a lower-end RB2. I have him on my team every week. It's tough because he's not putting up the rushing yardage that you want, but he's getting all the receiving work possible. He had 13, I believe it was 13 receptions, either 13 receptions or 13 targets last week, something crazy. And then you're playing Julio Jones every single week. Matt Ryan is an auto start. Calvin Ridley, you can consider him. I think he's a fine play in this game. Even Mohamed Sanu is a fine deeper flex play. I think all those wide receivers are considerable. Ridley more than Sanu. But then Austin Hooper. You're playing Austin Hooper. He's been great this year. Mm-hmm. Cardinals side, who are you playing over there?
David Johnson. I would still monitor his status. He did come on the injury report with a back injury. I know he was in and out of last week's game. So if you are a David Johnson owner, I would definitely stash Chase Edmonds in the sorry incident that David Johnson is inactive. You at least have a solid flex play.
Yep.
In that case there. Wide receiver-wise, obviously Christian Kirk is still injured. He's not likely to be back this week. Larry Fitzgerald, he's a fine play, especially against that horrid Atlanta Falcons secondary. They were just destroyed last week. So Larry Fitzgerald, he's a great play. I see him as like a low-end wide receiver one this week.
Okay.
I think he's a great play. Kyler Murray, he's been airing it out.
I don't think low-end wide receiver one.
The only reason
I say that is because last week he really should have had a great game. I believe... did they play the Bengals? They played some easy team last week.
It was the Bengals.
Yeah.
They're actually pretty solid against wide receivers. If they're good against anything.
He should have had a better game than he did because Kirk was also out then, and he didn't. So I just wouldn't consider him wide receiver one.
But the Bengals didn't give up over 50 points.
Yeah. I mean, that's true.
I like that. The Falcons' defense is just horrid.
Yeah.
This week.
It's pretty bad. And...
And Kyler Murray.
Yep.
We'll be talking about him a little bit later.
Yeah.
So, hint.
Foreshadowing. And over to the Cowboys at Jets. This should be a good game if Sam Darnold's back. I think this could be a competitive game.
They announced it yesterday. He is starting this Sunday.
So, the Jets could do a little bit better based on how Darnold performs. Robbie Anderson could have a good game here. I think you should stash him on your bench if available. You know, don't drop anything crazy for him. But if you have an open roster spot, stash Robbie Anderson. I wouldn't play him in this game, though. You would play Le'Veon Bell. Chris Herndon is actually dealing with an injury now.
He tweaked his hamstring. It's a shame. I don't think he's going to play this week.
Probably not. So the only Jet you're playing is Bell?
Yeah,
consider Crowder as a flex? With Darnold back?
If you're in a PPR format, yes.
I mean, when Darnold was back, he had like 17 targets or something
week
crazy.
Week one, yeah, so. he had a ton of looks week one against Buffalo.
Yeah, you might want to stash Crowder. You don't have to play him right away, but you might want to stash him. The Cowboys side, you're playing Zeke. Amari Cooper, you're playing Gallup.
Yeah, I think I would start all three of those guys.
Yep.
Obviously, Amari Cooper, wide receiver one, Zeke, auto play every week. Gallup, I think he's a low-end two, high-end flex this week. He's looked great so far this year when he's been active. I think that continues this week.
Yeah, I think he's like even a mid-tier wide receiver, too. I think Gallup's really good. Because Randall Cobb's clearly, they don't care about
him. He's washed up at
this point. Yeah, they don't care about him. And let's go to the next game, Titans-Broncos. Also, Cowboys defense is an okay play. It's an okay play.
They're not bad.
With Darnold back, it limits the Cowboys' defense. Darnold wasn't back, they'd be a great play. Cowboys is a fairly safe play. You're not going to see the Jets put up 30 points or anything crazy. Titans at Broncos. Break down this game for us.
So from the Titans side, you're starting Derrick Henry. Mariota, I'm still not playing Mariota. I don't trust him against that good Broncos defense. Wide receiver-wise, I'm not really playing anybody from this team. Tight end Delanie Walker, deeper formats. You might need to play him, especially with the landscape of tight end. He hasn't looked great the last few weeks, but if you need a start, you could always play him. He's okay. But mainly just Derrick Henry from that side. It's pretty thin there. Titans defense, that's a quality start this week if you have them.
Great. Yeah, I think it's a good start, too. Yeah. I mean, Broncos offense has been decent.
Last week, they looked pretty good.
Yeah. Philip Lindsay.
The Titans defense has been very solid, though. I do actually like them a lot. Broncos side, Philip Lindsay and Royce Freeman. I think
Freeman's still benched.
Yeah, I would bench Freeman, high-end flex for Philip Lindsay.
Agreed.
Still.
Agreed.
Just because they are still splitting time. If Lindsay was getting more of a full workload, I would put him in that RB2 category, but it's just not enough work just yet. He's more reliant on that big play. Receiver-wise, I don't love anybody here. Cortland Sutton and Emmanuel Sanders, they're okay.
I think Cortland's a good low-end wide receiver, too.
What do you think about Emmanuel Sanders?
I don't think you can play him in this game based on his recent performance. He had one target last week, so...
I think it was more or less him being shadowed by Casey Hayward. They have a division rivalry. They know
still,
each other.
Still, the fact that he only got one target, it's not even about getting a reception. The fact he was only targeted once, Sutton's been the more overall fantasy productive wide receiver. You saw Sanders have some good games. I would rather sit Sanders. I'd play Sutton over Sanders. Would you at least agree to that?
I agree with that, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
And Noah Fant, you're not playing him.
I would consider stashing him, though.
Yeah, you can stash him. Just keep him as a stash. And moving over to... also, Broncos defense. Broncos defense.
Yes.
Steelers at Chargers. The Steelers. Man, the Steelers. We talked about Raisin Brand, James Conner. He has to have a decent game this week, right?
If he doesn't, that Raisin Brand is going stale.
He's got to have a good game.
I think he's just eliminating all the other competition at this point. He's running out of people to take out. I mean, he's like, Big Ben, we don't need to throw the ball. You know, Mason Randolph, nah.
Mason Randolph.
He's Randolph.
Mason Randolph. Mason Rudolph.
Nah, he's Randolph.
Randolph. Are you thinking of Zach Randolph?
Yeah.
Power forward for the Grizzlies he was for a while.
He might be better at this point.
I don't think they look very similar. Mason Rudolph and Zach Randolph.
Yeah.
They might look a little different. A little different.
But, yeah, you know, just take out, like, Jalen Samuels, all that. You know, they're just running out of people to take out in that offense.
Yeah.
So, at this point, he might as well play quarterback.
Yeah, Connor's still, like, I'll put him mid-tier RB2. That's where I have him this week. I'd probably say mid to upper RB2.
I just don't feel good about it.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine. He has to get a ton of work with Devlin Hodges. Like, assuming he's going to be the one playing, he has to get a ton of work. And Juju, it's horrible because now Juju's just being considered as a flex option at this point.
It's like it's not even his fault. Like, he's doing his job. He's getting open. It's just the fact they're just dumping it off short every single time. It's really just a shame what's happened to that Pittsburgh.
Like, you don't even want to play Juju this week.
I feel gross about it.
Yeah.
I really
Juju
do.
Juju or Stephon Diggs?
Diggs.
Juju or Pringle? See, I'm playing Juju there.
Juju.
Okay, Juju or D.D. Westbrook?
Ooh, still Juju.
Juju or Marquise Brown?
Marquise.
Juju or Brandon Cooks?
If he's healthy, Cooks.
All right, last one. Juju or Patrice Williams?
Ooh. I might go with the shot with Patrice. I really might.
Take the shot on Patrice.
I feel gross about it, but Patrice...
Josh Rosen is an elite quarterback. That we know.
No.
Yes. He's an elite quarterback.
He's horrible.
Somehow my flashlight just turned on my phone.
That's brighter than Josh Rosen's future.
Oh! No! Shots fired at Josh Rosen. I like Josh Rosen. I don't know. He's literally been so unlucky. Come on.
I mean, he's the starting quarterback for the Dolphins, so that's unlucky enough at that point.
I mean,
he didn't look good last year in Arizona. He had a couple flashes this year, but I don't think he's anything special.
Yeah, we'll see. Then Chargers side, who are you playing?
Austin Ekeler, I love him this week still, even with Melvin Gordon being back. I think he had...
starting both?
I'm starting both still. I think Ekeler had 15 receptions last week. Took what the defense gave him. That was open. So I think still with all the injuries to that wide receiver core, I think you might see a little bit of Austin Ekeler in the slot. Like him coming out of the backfield, playing a few snaps at wide receiver there. So he's going to be utilized still. Start him as well as Melvin Gordon. I think Melvin Gordon's going to slowly get a little more carries as the season progresses. So they still both will have some value for you.
You expect a bounce back week from Keenan Allen?
I am. They're going to need to throw the ball at some point. Yeah. I think Pittsburgh, they're pretty vulnerable.
It is possible they get out to a huge lead, though, it's and possible. Allen just only has, like, 11 points.
You know, I would settle for 11 points. That's okay.
It just could happen. Man. Allen could have a bad... I see a scenario where they just blow out the Steelers and they just end up running and Eckler and Gordon score everything.
You know, it's absolutely possible, but...
We'll see.
Keenan Allen, he's...
I mean, you're starting him every week.
Yeah, he's the number one target there, so I'm plugging him in regardless of what happens.
Mike Williams, do you consider him?
Yeah, I think I would, overall.
Game script might not...
Low-end flex, but I like him season-long still. Yeah. He looked great.
He had a good week last week. And then the Lions...
As well as Chargers defense, play them.
Oh, yeah.
If you're able to get them off.
Yeah, I played the Chargers defense this week. Probably a very, very good play. The Lions at the Packers, our Monday night game. These teams are good. Yeah. They're decent teams.
I actually like this matchup.
It's actually a decent game.
Monday Night Football actually got a good matchup for once.
Yeah. A divisional matchup. On the Lions side, I still love Kenny Golladay, man.
It's a tough matchup this week.
It's a tough matchup, but his targets, like, over the first 4 weeks, it was like 10, 9, 8, 10, or something like that. It's been ridiculous. And the Lions are probably going to fall behind in this game to the Packers, so assuming Packers get Davante Adams back, Lions should have to throw the ball. I think Marvin Jones is an option this week. Would you play him as a flex?
Ooh.
I think he's a good flex.
He's an okay flex.
Marvin Jones or Juju?
Oh, God. How come Marvin
Jones? Yeah, I would go Jones, too. Oh, God. It's sad to say, but... and then Kerryon Johnson.
I love Kerryon this week. I love him.
And Hockenson? Is he going to be playing?
I don't know. He's still in concussion protocol. Matt Patricia. If he plays, I would stay away this week.
Okay.
Personally.
Okay.
But I would still stash him.
Yeah. You might have to start him depending on your roster.
You might. I mean, you might.
If you're going between Hockenson and Jared Cook,
where do you lean? I would go Cook this week.
Hockenson, O.J. Howard?
Hockenson.
Hockenson, Vance McDonald? With the quarterback change?
Hockenson.
Okay. Packers side. Aaron Jones, obviously we saw a breakout. Crazy game. Mostly because of the touchdowns, but... You're playing Aaron Jones. Who else are you playing?
Aaron Rodgers. He's a fine play this week. Yep. I would start him.
It's fine
play. He's like a mid-tier quarterback start this week. He's nothing special, but
maybe low on QB1.
Yeah, you could do a lot. You could do worse than him. You could be starting Baker Mayfield. That's that. You could be there at that.
Yeah,
point.
True.
But yeah, like Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers. They're starting Davante Adams. Obviously, if he's playing. Jimmy Graham, he's touchdown dependent. He's an okay flyer this week. I don't really want to play MVS or Geronimo at this point in time.
Yeah, I dropped MVS today just because of the fact that if there was any week MVS was going to produce, it would have been last week when he was handed the number one role. Now, granted, he probably is only going to produce when he doesn't have the main corner on him, like Davante Adams actually takes away the attention. That's when MVS will probably produce, but MVS is just another one of those wide receivers you can take the shot on. There's probably better ones in free agency for you, honestly.
Yeah, and if you want a flyer, you could always start the Packers defense as well. Stafford turns the ball over a decent amount, so they're a pretty solid start this week.
Agreed. Defense. And that goes through all our matchups for this week. If you guys have any other questions about our matchups or anything else that we didn't talk about, any other players, ask us on Twitter. We'll respond. We tend to respond fairly quickly. It's always within the day. Worst case, it's later in the day or something like that. We always try and respond very quickly, though. Then we can move on to our phenomenal starts of the week. Justin has not heard any of mine yet, so he might be surprised by some. We will see. Justin, who is your phenomenal start of the week at quarterback?
So, my phenomenal start of the week at quarterback is Kyler Murray against the Atlanta Falcons. So the Falcons this year, they've been pretty horrible against the fantasy quarterback. They're ranked as the fourth worst against the quarterback position. Kyler Murray, he had a little bit of a breakout last week against Cincinnati. I think he put up a little over 22 fantasy
points.
He had
a lot of rushing yards, rushing touchdown.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see more of a air attack this week from Kyler, and I think he will sprinkle in a little bit of that rushing magic to give you some more fantasy points. I think he's a fine play this week. I think he's definitely a high-quality start for you. I would play him with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, and then my phenomenal start at quarterback is Tom Brady. Now, this might seem as, oh, okay, Tom Brady, he's an elite quarterback. Yeah. But fantasy Tom Brady has not been this year's fantasy Tom Brady. He's been really good this year. And I'm just kind of telling you, your team might be deciding, based on Brady's draft pedigree, you probably have Tom Brady and another option on your team. This is just giving you that extra push to start Tom Brady on Thursday night against the Giants. Great matchup. They put up, they score even when they're ahead by 30. They still try and pass the ball, so play Tom Brady this week.
Moving into running back then, my start of the week at the running back position is Kerryon Johnson of the Detroit Lions. So Kerryon, through his first four games, he's looked pretty good so far. He's getting a ton of work. Last two games, getting 20 and 26 carries against the Eagles and the Chiefs, putting up respectively 10.8 and 14.7 before their bye week. And now they get a really juicy matchup against the Packers, who rank 30th against the run. And I think you're going to see a lot of Kerryon this week. Even out of the backfield, he's seen he's seen three targets in two of his four games so far. So he's getting a little bit of rushing, receiving work out of the backfield. Pretty solid start overall. He's definitely a high-end running back too this week. I'm kind of just giving you a little nudge to start him with some confidence. I know people see the Packers defense. They know they've been really good this season. So Kerryon, he's been good as well. So I would play him with a lot of confidence.
Based on where you drafted him, it's possible you have him as a flex option. So.
It's possible. So play him with some confidence.
That's what we try and do with these starts, is we try to give you the types of players that would be flex considerations a lot
of
the
time. I'm starting
Ezekiel
Elliott.
Yeah, exactly. We're not trying to do too obvious, guys. With that being said, my running back is Melvin Gordon. Now, obviously we know him as an elite running back, but this is why he's my start of the week, because last week he had 5.8 fantasy points in half-point PPR scoring, 12 carries for 31 yards. That's not great. He averaged 2.6 yards a carry. So if you have Melvin Gordon, you might not want to start him this week, but I'm telling you to start him against the Steelers. Very high likelihood he gets a touchdown this week. He should get more carries. They might get ahead. They might just give Melvin Gordon the rock and let him kind of get his groove back against Pittsburgh. Eckler is going to produce. He's also going to take away some receptions. I don't even think Eckler got a carry, or he got barely any carries last game. So Gordon's the primary rushing guy. Play him this week with confidence as a mid-end RB2. Mid-end RB2 to high-end RB2 based on game flow. We'll see. Moving on to my wide receiver, I'll get that out of the way here. My wide receiver is Marquise Brown. Now, Marquise Brown is playing against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals' defense hasn't been great this year. They haven't been horrible, but they haven't been great. Marquise Brown, he's just been recently. He's put up I'm going to get you the exact stats for Brown. So, over the past 3 weeks, last week, he put up 9.7. The week before that, 4.2, 5.9. So you're looking at a guy that you wouldn't even really start at that point. But I'm trying to give you the confidence. Start Marquise Brown this week in your flex. I don't consider him a wide receiver 2 necessarily, but I like him as a flex option. He's still kind of one of those boom or bust guys.
Okay. So my wide receiver start of the week is Julian Edelman of the New England Patriots. Last week against the Washington Redskins, a very bad secondary, he had 9 targets, 8 receptions for 110 yards and a touchdown. And this week he faces off against the New York Giants, whose secondary has been just as bad as the Redskins thus far. Last week against the slot receiver for the Vikings, Adam Thielen, he had over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. I think that similar success will happen for Julian Edelman this week. Maybe not 2 touchdowns, but you might still see 100 yards and a score, which really bodes well for his fantasy production. Play him as a very high-end wide receiver, too.
And who's your tight end this week?
My tight end start of the week is Greg Olsen against the Buccaneers. We know Greg Olsen put up a big goose egg last week. I think the game script definitely will be more in favor of the pass this week for the Panthers, as that Buccaneers offense is high-powered, so they will be staying within that game there in London. They're going to need to pass the ball a little bit, and the Buccaneers, they have been very vulnerable against the tight end. I believe they're third worst against the tight end position. So Olsen, security blanket for Kyle Allen. I play him with a mid-tier tight end this week. He's a pretty solid start.
My tight end phenomenal start of the week is Gerald Everett. This is just based on riding the hot streak with Gerald Everett. I mean, he's been dominating. Let me read off his target counts for you here.
Just the last 2 weeks. That tells the major story there.
Yeah, exactly. So last week he had 11 targets with 7 receptions for 136 yards. The week before that, 8 targets, 5 receptions for 44 yards and a touchdown. So this isn't going to happen consistently with Everett, but when you're looking at tight ends and he's available on most waiver wires, I hope you picked him up today.
Especially if Brandon Cooks is inactive. Like, we saw his target share jump significantly once we saw Brandon Cooks go out in the second half of last week's game against Seattle. So if Cooks is out, Everett is a very high-end play. If Cooks is active, he's still like a mid-tier tight end this week.
Agreed. And over to my defense. Phenomenal defense start of the week. I'm taking the Panthers defense in London against the Bucks. I just think this is going to be low scoring. I think you're fine with either defense here. I'm going to take the Panthers because they've been really good recently. In terms of fantasy points, I'll read off their last 3 weeks for you. Last week, they had 14 fantasy points. They still gave up 507 yards, but 14 points. The week before that, against Houston, in Houston, 14 fantasy points. Then in Arizona, 13 fantasy points, and then before that, not quite as good. But Panthers have been good recently, and they're playing in London. I think it'll be a lower-scoring game. Buccaneers do have a good offense, but Jameis Winston, we've seen him have like those 4 turnover games, so I'm just hoping the Panthers take one of their house. I think they're a fine defensive play this week.
And my defense start of the week is these Los Angeles Chargers. I almost said San Diego. I caught myself.
Hey, I've done that already.
But the Los Angeles Chargers defense, they're a great play this week. Facing the third-string quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, an injured running back, just a really depleted offense in general. So I think just that alone, and they're at home as well in a primetime game. So they're really just primed to...
If they're not the top scoring defense this week, I'll be very surprised.
I think they're at least top 3.
They have to be. They have to be in this game. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I love that. If I had the Chargers defense, I'd be so excited, but sadly, wasn't able to get them off waivers today. And that does it for our phenomenal starts. Do you have any last words? Anything else you want to mention to our listeners? Any words of wisdom?
If you have any questions, we will be live again on Twitter this Sunday at noon. Most looking until almost 12:30 or so. Any lineup questions you have, make sure you stay tuned with us on Twitter at the FF Phenoms. Like I said, follow myself at Justin Herforth. Follow Andrew at PhenomAC. Good luck this week, everybody. Hopefully you're able to get a W. I know I need one. I'm really desperate, sitting at 1-4. So fingers crossed. Just stick with it. Don't panic. That's the main thing.
Yeah, here. You'll be good. You can win.
Yep. So thank you guys for tuning in. Until next week, guys. Peace.
See ya.